Greetings and welcome back to our mini-casts on Parashat HaShavua. My name is Yitzhak Et Shalom. This is now Parashat Shemot. And we're looking at the fifth Aliyah, which begins in the middle of the interaction between Moshe and the Ribono Shel Olam at the Sneh, in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Tet Zayin, concluding in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yod Zayin, with the end of that particular stand. And within this interaction in the Sneh, there are six words that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses in introducing himself to Moshe and presenting himself to Moshe, and it's a pattern that's very familiar. In Pasuk Vav, Hashem says, Vayomer Anochi Elohei Avicha, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzchak, Elohei Yaakov, and then Moshe hides his face. We look further down in Pasuk Tet Vav, at the very end of the previous Aliyah, and we have this formulation again. Vayomer Od Elohim El Moshe, Ko Tomar Abnei Yisrael, Adonai Elohei Avotechem, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzchak, Elohei Yaakov, Shtachan Eloichem, Sashmi Le'olam Zezichri Dor Dor. Again, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzchak, Elohei Yaakov, and then for a third time in Perek Dalad, Pasuk Hey, L'man Yaminu Kinirai Elacha Adonai Elohei Avotam, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzchak, Elohei Yaakov. Now, while these three utterances, or these 18 words in three sets of six, seem to be similar, and indeed, taken out of context, they are exactly alike. Nonetheless, one can discern, if we look carefully at the changes contextually, and the changes in the words surrounding this presentation, and most notably preceding the utterance, in each time, a change in the relationship between the Ribono Shel Olam and Moshe Rabbeinu. And let's note, the beginning of the stand at the Sneh, in the piece that we looked at in the previous podcast, starts out, the first two words are Moshe, Moshe. As I mentioned yesterday in the previous podcast, that is a statement of love and affection. Moshe, Moshe, just like Avraham, Avraham, like Yaakov, Yaakov, and later on like Shmuel, Shmuel. It begins with tremendous affection. Hashem has selected Moshe to go down and tell Bnei Yisrael, I'm going to take you out. As we see throughout this entire interaction, Moshe refuses. Moshe has this reason not to go and that reason not to go. They won't believe me. Paro won't believe me. Who am I? Etc. I don't know how to speak, as it develops later on. And at the very end, we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that God is angry at Moshe. In Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yod Dalet, Vaycharaf Adonai b'Moshe. Vayomer Alon Aronachicha Levi Yadati Ki Daber Yedaberhu. Hashem gets angry at Moshe after his final refusal when he says, Shlach na biyad tishlach, send now within the hands of the normal one that you usually send. He's referring to somebody else, and don't send me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets mad at him and tells him, good, Aharon, he is coming, he'll be very happy to see you. He will be your spokesperson, you will speak. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving in at least halfway to Moshe and allowing him to have an intermediary with Paro, and allowing him to take the mateh, the staff. In other words, there's all sorts of appurtenances around Moshe instead of Moshe coming himself directly to Paro and saying, Komar, Hashem Elohei Yisrael, etc. Now, in the development from that first interaction and the first presentation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe, which is filled with so much hope and so much love and so much closeness, as opposed to what ultimately happens at the end, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry, and there is a mateh introduced, and there is a haron introduced, and there is a stepping back from the direct presentation of Moshe to Paro, as envisioned originally, we can discern this also in the three different ways in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu utters his name, or that name of Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzchak, Elohei Yaakov. Take a look at the first one. When he first introduced himself to Moshe, he says, Anochi Elohei Avicha, I am the God of your father. There is an intimate, close connection between Moshe and the Ribono Shel Olam. And then he connects it, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzchak, Elohei Yaakov. That's the end of that statement. And Moshe then hides his face. He's afraid to look. The next one, in Pasuk Tet Vav, after Moshe has said, they won't believe me, and who am I? And then Hashem gives him the staff, and then Moshe says, but what's the name? Who should I say has selected me? In Pasuk Tet Vav, he says, Kotav Abnei Yisrael, Adonai Elohei Avotechem. Hashem, the God of your fathers, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzchak, Elohei Yaakov, Moshe is now being presented as an outsider, not as Elohei Avicha, Hashem is the God of your father, Moshe, but rather, Moshe, you say to them, the God of your fathers, meaning, perhaps he's not mine, but the God of your fathers. And then, ultimately, at the very end, there is a further distancing in Pasuk Hey, in Perek Dalad, Ki Nirai Lecha Adonai Elohei Avotam, Hashem, who is the God of their fathers. And we see how subtly Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu has distanced himself. He is still Elohei Avraham, he is still Elohei Yitzchak, he is still Elohei Yaakov, but who is he to Moshe? Is he Elohei Avicha? Is Elohei Avotechem? Or is it Elohei Avotam in the third person, really a distance? Now, truth to tell, within the context of each sentence, the prefacing phrase, Elohei Avotam, Elohei Avotechem, and Elohei Avicha is absolutely appropriate. But when we pull these three things and compare them to each other, we can see a development happening, which of course goes from the very hopeful first moments envisioning Moshe going directly to Bnei Yisrael and saying we're going to leave, Bnei Yisrael with great confidence and belief coming, following Moshe to Paro and saying we're going to leave and immediately leaving, to what ultimately plays out as the very slow, drawn-out process that has so many casualties on both sides, casualties of plagues, casualties of belief, and ultimately the greatest casualties that happen before we successfully are able to leave Mitzrayim.